Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Finland, Serbia, Spain, Greece, Slovenia, France, Cyprus, as well as the IARU, all filing comments. I even found an objection by T-Mobile. I was told that the ARRL also filed a comment. I must have missed it scrolling through the some 2,300 comments. If we let one company encroach on our spectrum, it opens the floodgates for others to enter. The Tevil 2 family of satellites currently has only number 3 working. The other 8 have not been commissioned yet. It is not known when the others will turn on for amateur use. If you are tracking them, all use the same frequencies, 145.970 MHz up and 436.400 MHz down, both FM. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on August 1st, the NCCC Sprint, that's CW. August 2nd and 3rd, the 1010 International Summer Contest, single sideband and phone. The North American QSO Party, CW, and the ARRL 222 MHz up and down distance contest. That's CW, phone, and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming section state and division conventions on August 2nd, the ARRL Maine State Convention and Hamfest, that's in Augusta, Maine. August 3rd, the SVARC Berryville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention, that's in Berryville, Virginia. On August 9th, the ARRL Idaho State Convention, that's in Post Falls, Idaho. And on August 16th and 17th, the Huntsville Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention in Huntsville, Alabama. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Caravan Radio Club in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
This has been the ARRL Audio News. Thanks for listening. And 7-3, KM6 IAU.